Hi, this is Sassy Strawberry reading Thousand Autumns, 千秋 by 孟西石, Chapter 98. Translation by myself and edited by Yuki Ryu and Happy Bess. The power embodied by the words 燕无事 was evident from the reactions of the people present. Any one of the five great experts who had besieged 燕无事 would have been more than strong enough to crush everyone present. Suffice to say, a person who was encircled and attacked by all five experts at once, and ultimately emerged alive and kicking, and completely unscathed in spite of the circulating news about his supposed death, is essentially a beast of legendary proportions. The innkeeper was also a sharp one. Upon witnessing how Zhao Qun's words had such a significant effect of freezing the situation in its tracks, he hurriedly bowed in an unctuous manner. It is this lowly one who has forgotten. I will immediately instruct the kitchen to serve it. Please wait a moment, please wait a moment. Yan Wuxi's fingers gently caressed the rim of his cup for a moment, but Shen Xiao reached out to press down on his hand. The latter had seen through his intentions at a glance and was trying to stop him from taking action. Although that person had wanted to snatch away their seats, but in the end, no real harm had been done. If Yan Wuxi were to strike him, it would result in either grievous injury or death. By then, his companions would definitely wish to avenge him. Since they are currently in a hurry, why should they create unnecessary trouble? Yan Wuxi gleaned these thoughts from Shen Xiao's gaze and lazily smiled. It is only on your account that he will be spared. His words had previously only been spoken halfway when he was interrupted by Er Deming's recklessness. Yan Wuxi did originally harbor murderous intentions when he stroked the cup, but now he changed his mind. The cup was sent flying with a touch and it solidly embedded itself onto the ground just before Er Deming's raised foot. Er Deming's expression had gone rigid upon hearing the words Yan Wuxi. He did not move at all. His face had gone pale and bloodless with panic. The companions who stood behind him were not entirely ignorant of the situation either. Upon witnessing the scene, they quickly stepped forward and cupped their hands in apology. Yan Zongzhu, this younger brother is young and ignorant and was rash and discourteous. We seek your understanding and forgiveness if he has offended you. Yan Wuxi sat there motionlessly, in a calm and leisurely manner. His demeanor made it impossible for anyone to doubt his identity. It would take great courage to impersonate the leader of Huan Yuezhong. Since there were not many in this world who had offended practically all the major sects, and who was such that the offended parties could not do anything about it. When the others looked at Er Deming's bearded face, while hearing the description young and ignorant, they had to restrain their laughter. Young and ignorant? Yan Wuxi repeated this phrase in a very profound and meaningful tone. This venerable one sees a big and burly man. Wu Da San Chu. Could it be that he has mental deficiencies and some loose screws in his head? Pfft, there were people who could not hold back their laughter. What did you say? Er Deming was on the verge of exploding, but his elder brother had sealed his acupoint and his shoulders were held down to keep him from moving. The latter gave an apologetic smile. That's right, this one's younger brother is mentally ill. Yan Zongzhu is broad-minded and magnanimous. So please do not bother yourself with the likes of him. The other party was Tao Hua Wu Zhu, who had sought refuge with the He Huanzong. Their image and reputation had recently flourished within the Jianghu, but he's still well aware of whom he can provoke and whom he should avoid. On the surface, Huan Yuezhong's influence appears to have been oppressed by the He Huanzong, with their prestige and strength greatly diminished among the demonic sects. However, a starving camel is still larger than a horse. Should they anger Yan Wuxi today, they would have to pay for it with their humble lives. Whether He Huanzong would come to their aid or not was irrelevant. Yan Wuxi seemed to have seen through his thoughts. He directed a small smile towards the other party, leaving the Wu Zhu of Tao Hua Wu extremely frightened and his hair standing on end. Since he has mental deficiencies, he should stay at home and not cause unwarranted chaos outdoors. As his elder brother, it must be extremely exhausting for you whenever he goes about offending people and creating unnecessary trouble for you. The corners of Tao Hua Wu Zhu's mouth twitched, but he had no choice but to reply in agreement. Yan Zhongzhu speaks the truth. This humble one will teach him a lesson upon our return and have him properly reflect on his actions. I will definitely not allow him to run about carelessly again. He spoke as if he was deeply afraid that Yan Wuxi would suddenly change his mind. He paid no attention to the intense and penetrating gaze, as if trying to burn a hole into the skull that his younger brother was giving him. He hurriedly dragged the other person away. The other party and their entourage had barged in recklessly and vigorously like wind and flames, but within a short while, they'd already fled back to the wilderness in a panic. The change in behavior was so glaring that the people present at the scene could only stare helplessly at one another. Shen Xiao shook his head. Only a few people would have been able to notice that when Yan Wuxi had sent the cup flying, a very tiny shard of porcelain had been broken off and landed a precise strike at E Deming's acupoint. The location of the acupoint was very tricky, so it was likely that they wouldn't be able to unlock it themselves. They might even have to return here and search for Yan Wuxi to enlist his aid. If they come back here looking for you, I don't believe that you will actually help them to release the acupoint. Why bother with something so unnecessary? Yan Wuxi laughed. They won't come to me. Instead, they will run to the He Huan Zong, crying and complaining all the while. Doesn't this save me the time and effort of searching for them? The sound of his words had just fallen on their ears when he stood up from his seat. Without waiting for the bystanders to come to their senses, Yan Wuxi left, his movements light and graceful. The crowd thought that he had left to go after that group from Tao Hua Wu. In their hearts, they couldn't help but bewail the group's bad luck and how they were about to meet with misfortune. Of all people, why did they choose to defend this savage god? Even then, because of the conceited and insufferable impression that Er Deming had left on the crowd, there were some who were secretly pleased at this turn of events. After the meal, the two youngsters, Fan Yuanbai and Zhou Yexue, felt somewhat restless. The two of them notified Zhao Qing that they were going to take a stroll together. Zhou Yexue also took the initiative to invite Li Qingyu, but was unexpectedly and coldly rejected by Li Qingyu in favor of practicing his martial arts within his room. She felt humiliated and left with a somewhat sulky expression. Zhao Qing was not aware of Yan Wuxi's intentions. Upon seeing that he had left, but did not return, she couldn't help but wonder aloud, "Where did Yan Zhongzhu go?" Shen Xiao replied, "He has some other matters to attend to, so he probably won't be traveling with us any longer." Zhao Qing nodded. Both her heart and mind were preoccupied with worry, hence she did not ask further. Nowadays, both He Huanzong and the Buddhist factions may be powerful and influential, but most of the sects were unwilling to attach themselves to them, nor were they willing to be associated with them. He Huanzong had a bad reputation, and the Buddhist faction had Xue Ting Chan Shi, as well as the backing of the entire Zhou dynasty. The larger Taoist sects like Chun Yang Guan were naturally unwilling to cling on to them for the sake of power and influence. This was exactly why the Shijian Dahui was extremely timely, and why many people, upon hearing the news, hurried over from all directions to participate in the event. Several rising stars intended to take advantage of this opportunity to establish a name for themselves, whereas the more mature and experienced sect leaders considered forming alliances with Chun Yang Guan so as to avoid being obliterated in an instant, which is what had happened with Zhongnan Pai. After the unforeseen misfortune that had befallen them in the past, Li Xiazhong's strength had greatly declined, their influence and power weak and thin. Zhao Qing did not have the ambition to overpower and defeat all up-and-comers. However, she was troubled by the lack of talents within her sect. Hence, she hoped to take this opportunity to stun the crowd and make a big impression. With this, Bi Xiazhong would become famous and their reputation would spread, which in turn would reinvigorate and rally their strength. But even so, they would still need to carefully consider how they should act in order to turn this desire into a reality. Fan Yuanbai and Zhou Yexue's martial arts are just average. which was in stark contrast to someone like Li Qingyu. Although they are not that far apart in terms of age, the latter can already be ranked amongst the first-tier martial arts experts. In time, such a capable person is certain to have a bright future. Zhao Qiying couldn't help but envy Yi Bichen's good fortune again and again. As a sect with some history, Bi Xiazhong is not short of superior martial arts techniques. What is lacking are talents with the capability to comprehend these profound martial arts methods. An entire day of scenery flashed by Zhao Qiying as she was completely immersed in her heartfelt concerns. Early the next morning, everyone performed their daily ablutions and then went downstairs to have their breakfast before heading towards Qingchengshan. This time, the party didn't make any more stops along the way. They hurried and arrived at Qingcheng Town, which was at the foot of Qingchengshan. Due to the Shijian Dahui, the town was already thronged by martial arts practitioners. Chun Yangguan had sent people to Qingcheng Town to wait to receive them. After meeting the guests, they would then inquire to them about the name of their sect and their background, log this information into a registry, and then escort them up the mountain in groups. However, there were simply too many people, the size of the crowd greatly exceeding their expectations. Hence, many people had no choice but to wait in line at the main gate entrance. Li Qingyu brought Shen Qiao and the others to the main gate on the mountain. Then he rapped the edge of his scabbard against the desk to get the attention of the person who was busy writing at the desk. The other party raised his head, exclaimed in surprise, and hastily stood up. Li Shidi, you've returned. It wasn't just him. The Chunyangguan disciples who were responsible for picking up the visitors also came over to greet Li Qingyu. Li Qingyu arched his hands in greeting. Zhao Shixiong, Cao Shixiong, is Shizun on the mountain? Zhao Shixiong replied, yes, he is. The representatives from Linchuan Xuegong and the Kuaiji Wang Jia are here. Guan Zhu is currently attending to them. Li Qingyu nodded and did not speak any further. He led the party directly through the main gate. Zhao Shixiong quickly called out to him, Li Shidi, may I ask for the background of these people? Please disclose their respective sects as well so I can log their names into the registry. I have a duty to carry out, so I would appreciate Shidi's understanding on this matter. Li Qingyu's achievements in the realm of martial arts are extremely high, and he'd already become a leading figure for the younger generations of Chunyangguan's disciples. Even these two Shixiong have to treat him with respect. While his martial arts skills are superb, his interpersonal skills still leave something to be desired. Li Qingyu frowned in slight displeasure. These are the guests that Shizun bade me escort over. The implicit meaning within his words were, you don't need to know anything more than that. Shen Xiao feared that he was about to offend someone. Thus, he took the initiative to speak up. This is Zhao Zongzhu of the Bi Xiazhong. The two people behind her are her disciples. This humble Taoist is Shen Qiao, a wandering Taoist priest. Upon hearing the name Bi Xiazhong, Zhao Shixiong did not respond. However, when he heard the words Shen Qiao, his expression changed. He asked, may I inquire if it is Shen Daozhang of Xuandushan? Shen Qiao nodded his head. That's correct. Zhao Shixiong's expression glowed, and he immediately arched his hands in his greeting. So it is Shen Daozhang. This humble one has failed to show due respect. Shen Daozhang and respected guests, please come this way. I will send someone ahead to report to Shizun. Li Qingyu replied, Zhao Shixiong, I can bring Shen Daozhang and his party up the mountain myself. Zhao Shixiong laughed. Li Shidi may not be aware that Shizun has left instructions. Once Shen Daozhang and Zhao Zongzhu arrive, we are to send someone to report to him immediately so that our Lao Renjia can personally greet them. You may proceed with escorting them through the main road so that they can admire the scenery along the way. I will send someone via the side paths to notify Shizun. Although his words were addressed to Shen Daozhang and Zhao Zongzhu, it was obvious that his courtesies were directed entirely towards Shen Qiao alone. However, Zhao Qing possessed a good temperament and was not displeased by this. Upon hearing that it was Shi Zun's instructions, Li Qingyu naturally did not say anything more on the matter. The people who were waiting in line by the side saw that these people had immediately been given priority of entry to the mountain only after a few words with the disciples of Chun Yang Guan. Upon witnessing this, they couldn't help but clamor, "We have been waiting here for a long time. Could it be that he is given priority over us due to personal connections? If you cannot adhere to the rule of first come, first served, then on what grounds is Chun Yang Guan qualified to organize a Shijian Dahui?" Zhao Shixiong's manner is neither haughty nor obsequious. He said, "This righteous friend has misunderstood. Chun Yang Guan is not arranging the Shijian Dahui. We are merely lending the grounds as a venue to Liu Li Gong. We are only here to assist in keeping order. Since everyone has arrived at Qingchengshan, there is naturally a requirement for you all to observe Qingchengshan's rules. As for these guests, one of them is Shen Daozhang of Xuandushan, the other is Zhao Zongzhu of Bixiazong, and the last is Li Qingyu Shidi. Li Shidi was instructed by Shi Zun to personally bring our honored guests inside. If anyone's dissatisfied with this arrangement, you may wait until you meet with my Shi Zun, and then you can personally speak to his Laorenjia about this matter." Qingchengshan's Li Qingyu has long been renowned as a brilliant rising star of the younger generation. In the past, he had previously fought against the sect leader of Xuandushan, Yu Ai, in a battle of swords. While he had lost by only one move, it was nevertheless sufficient for him to become famous and achieve notoriety. Then, as he later wandered about in the Jianghu, he had also fought against Duan Wenyang and other first-class martial arts experts. Although he did not emerge victorious in each and every battle, when one takes his young age into consideration, they were indeed considered extremely shocking achievements. Right now, Li Qingyu's resounding reputation in the Jianghu was not much inferior to that of the world's top 10 experts. Countless unmarried young ladies and powerful families of the Jianghu eyed this young and promising disciple of Chun Yang Guan, thinking that he would make for an ideal husband or son-in-law in the future. However, it was not only Li Qingyu's name that was mentioned. The crowd was extremely surprised upon hearing Shen Qiao's name. Their expressions showed both great shock and incredulity. There were also people like Zhao Shixiong whose eyes shone brightly at the mention of the name. Naturally, no one else fussed any further about Shen Qiao and company being given priority of entry. In the past 6 months or so, besides the fact that he killed Huo Xijing, who loved to turn human faces into masks, there was also the news that he had consigned Kun Ye into the underworld, Ming Sang Huang Quan, with his blade. After being entrusted by Yu Wenxian to look after his orphaned child, he had then fought his way out of a heavy encirclement, escaping with Yu Wensong, and even felling two elders of the He Huanzong. Once news of this gradually spread, his reputation was considered to be on somewhat par with Li Qingyu's, perhaps even greater than when he was still the sect leader of Xuandushan. Even then, there were still some people who did not believe in Shen Qiao's capabilities and expected that these rumors were likely nothing more than exaggerations of what had really happened. However, many had witnessed firsthand Shen Qiao killing a path out of Chang'an and his fighting off Yu Ai and the others at the capital of Tu Yuhun, since both events had been carried out in full view of the public. He Huanzong, as it is right now, is extremely powerful and influential, severely oppressing many sects and wandering heroes in its wake. This is the reason why people appreciate Shen Qiao. As someone with the ability and courage to stand up against He Huanzong, he was viewed with great reverence and yearning. Unbeknownst to Shen Qiao, his fame had risen during this time, having long superseded and eradicated his miserable and pitiful past. Although the Liu Li Gong's rankings had yet to be released, according to the information floating about within the Jianghu, Shen Qiao's martial arts had already recovered. Therefore, it would not be inconceivable for him to be ranked amongst the top 10. Yan Wushi, as someone who frequently kept abreast of news from the outside world as part of a mutually beneficial exchange, would have definitely been informed of these changes. However, Shen Xiao was naturally unaware of said changes as he was single-mindedly focused on improving his martial arts and educating his disciples whilst residing on Taishan, thus he remained isolated from the dust of the mortal world. Li Qingyu was truly not a very good guide. When taking Shen Xiao and company up the mountain, while he would speak about the scenery that they had encountered, unfortunately, his explanation was extremely flat and boring, his narration overly factual and unimaginative. The listeners couldn't help but wish that they could just cover their ears. Even enjoying the scenery with their eyes alone would have been far more interesting and entertaining. The only exceptions were Shen Xiao and Zhao Qixing, as they had profound cultivation and would not forgo their manners. By the time they had reached the mountaintop where Chunyangguan was located, Zhou Yexue and Fan Yuanbai couldn't help but show expressions of complete misery, which subsequently turned into that of great relief. A middle-aged man dressed in a Taoist robe stood in front of the temple's incense burner. His hair and beard were as black as ink, and in his hands was a horsetail whisk. Behind him stood many disciples. The welcoming party was quite large. The person at the front of the group was naturally Chunyangguan's Guanzhu, Yi Bichen. Shen Xiao swept a glance at them and recognized the face of an old acquaintance standing behind Yi Bichen. It was Zhan Zhiqian of Linchuan Xuegong. The latter had also caught sight of Shen Xiao. He arched his hands in greeting as a smile showed on his face. Shen Xiao also nodded and gently smiled in his direction. Li Qingyu quickly moved to the front and then kowtowed, "Shi Zun, this disciple has returned." "Ming Chen, there is no need for formalities. You've worked hard on this trip." Yi Bichen called him by his courtesy name in a familiar manner, helping his favorite disciple up. He then walked over and arched his hands as he smiled at Shen Xiao and party. "Both Shen Daozhang and Zhao Zongzhu have come from afar. Your gracious presence adds luster and brilliance to this shabby temple. This humble Taoist is greatly honored and would like to invite you inside for a chat." Given Yi Bichen's current status and position, for him to personally welcome them signified a great deal of respect for his guests. Zhao Qixing had originally been worried that they would be neglected and given a cold reception. While her personal sensibilities were nothing to be concerned about, the reputation of Bi Xiazhong was a crucial matter. But upon seeing Yi Bichen's impeccable behavior, which completely contrasted Li Qingyu's grave and stern demeanor, she couldn't help but secretly praise Yi Bichen's extraordinary temperament and bearing. After the crowd exchanged greetings with one another, Yi Bichen formally introduced Zhan Zhiqian to them. Zhan Zhiqian's status in Linchuan Xuegong could not be said to be low. However, the most favored disciple of Linchuan Xuegong was Xie Xiang, who was currently not present. Ruyan Kehui had only sent Zhan Zhiqian as a representative, which sufficiently conveyed his attitude towards the event. Yi Bichen led Shen Qiao and the others into the temple. Only then did the group notice that there were already a few people seated inside. Yi Bichen said, "This is the second and third Gongzi of the Kuaizi Wangjia." The two young men seated at the front did not rise from their seats and only slightly raised their sleeves in greeting. They had been speaking with Yi Bichen earlier, but upon hearing the news of the arrival of Shen Qiao and the others, only Zhan Zhiqian and Yi Bichen went out together to meet them. These members of the Wangjia clearly did not find either Bi Xiazhong or Shen Xiao worthy of making their acquaintance. Their contempt and disrespectful intentions were clearly beyond doubt.